showing you the course of demarcation, embarkation of the containers in a foreign port, sealing them at that foreign port, and then being able to follow those to our port of entry and demarcation here in the United States. And so it seems to me that security can be done by two methods. One is technology, and the other through methodology. Now, technology would allow us to, let's say, put an electric seal, electronic seal, on the container itself, we have the technology to be able to put RDF, radio directional finders, on the container, and then know that this container has been secured, let's say, at the port of embarkation, being, let's say, Rotterdam, and it's coming to New York. We can track that container in terms of not only the container itself, but what's in it, and the fact that the seal on that container hasn't been broken in transit. We also know who's on the crew of the ship, so that because sports are so intermodal in nature, and because of their far-reaching impact, I believe it is really a requirement that sports have a contingency plan.
Well, you see a foreseeable scenario when the way that they're already set up for, theoretically, all sports would be shut down for a period of time?
No, I don't. If something were to happen in New York, I would not expect that Seattle and Portland would have to shut down.
Okay.
It depends upon the nature of what that incident is. But whenever something like that occurs, let's say in New York, then naturally in Seattle they're going to want to make sure that things are being properly being done properly.
Okay.
Whether that means shutting down would, I think, depend on the nature of the of that incident.
All right. Let's go security. Now we cover infrastructure. We cover security. Got a couple more topics I'd just like to run by you. One of which is near and dear to a lot of people, and that's the issue of railroads. As someone who started work for the Union Pacific for my first year out of college, you know, I've got a little railroad blood inside me. But when you take a look at the rail system, where do you see rail capacity and the congestion issues that you referenced above? How do those two tie into each other?
Well, the railroads are making tremendous investments, and what I see really are investments on their transcontinental runs. And one of the things that I see happening is what I would call the lack of investment in the last mile. I call it last mile, but literally it may be 100 miles. The railroads, in terms of their, if there's a single track, they're going to double track. If they're double track, they're going to triple track, because they seem to recognize the importance